Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator dealer on the Western Highway at Rockbank. Adrian and Amanda Williams in the team. This is the Wash Up on K-Rock 955. Tom King in the host chair from the MCG ahead of our coverage of Geelong and Collingwood. Winchelsea, 10-7-67. Werribee Central's 9-12-66. Just to set the scene for you, the margin was 30 points at three-quarter time to the good of the Blues, and then the Centurions banged on four goals to take the lead at the 17-minute mark, and then for 15 minutes, not a lot happened in terms of scoring until Matthew Sprigg bobbed up and kicked the match winner for the Blues. The coach of Winchelsea is Brendan Forsman. He's been good enough to join us. Forsy, congratulations on the win, heart and mouth sort of stuff.
Thanks, King. Yeah, it was. We were pretty good for the first three quarters, as you mentioned. We had a five-goal margin, but Werribee had the breeze in the last quarter, and to their credit, you know, they got a couple of goals early and got some good momentum, and it took us a while to steady the ship, and we had an opportunity late in the quarter, which Matty was good enough to put home for us. So, yeah, it was a pretty exciting game and a pretty intense game all the way through.
Talk to us about how he was able to kick the goal. How did it all sort of unfold?
We basically finally got it out of congestion from Werribee's back half, and we were able to string a couple of marks along the wing and half forward area, and then it was pretty much a long entry into our forward 50, and Matty was good enough to cram it and probably kick from about 15 metres out. So that put us in front. And there were still probably a couple of minutes to go after that, so we were fortunate enough to hold on.
You've got another great array of goal kickers again. You were able to do that for most of the year, that you've been able to spread the load up forward. But I think we've waxed lyrical about this young man before, but Will Ford just continues to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, Will kicked a couple for us yesterday. And again, we're not reliant on one or two guys to kick a big bag for us every week. We're pretty consistently getting, you know, 8 to 10 goal kickers each week, which is how we like to play. But yeah, they, you know, those boys were good again. We probably didn't play our best footy, but as I said, very much due to the fact that, you know, where we played some great footy as well and didn't let us, you know, play the style that we've been able to play the last few weeks. So, like I said, it was really competitive all the way through the game and pretty fierce contest around the footy.
5-1, a third of the way through the season. Do you reassess now and start thinking about finals?
It's not so much reassessing as just focusing on that next. We probably sort of have put it into three blocks of six for the 18 rounds, and yeah, we're hoping to be potentially 3-3 after our first six, or maybe 4-2. You know, if we could pinch one. So 5-1 is probably a little bit ahead of where we anticipated with the draw that we had. But like, you know, we're under no illusions that we're still coming from a fair way back, and what we've done is given ourselves a good opportunity at the start of the year to be in calculations come towards the end of the season.
Could have easily been 6-0 too.
Yeah, I was talking to the boys here this morning that, you know, when you have a couple of close games, we lost to Geelong West by 3 points and won yesterday by a point, so I guess a 50-50 split is probably pretty fair. You know, you could lose both of them or win both of them, but to come out 1-1 is probably not a bad result for us. So, yeah, I'm very happy with 5-1, Tom.
A break for your boys, but not for yourself. You're involved with the coaching staff with the GDFL. You'll turn your attention to that now?
Yeah, I'm helping the boys this week, looking after the back line. So I think Mark and Reece will be finalising the squad this afternoon at some stage, probably around that 25 or 26 mark, depending on all the boys have to report into Mark today to make sure they got through the games yesterday. So our squad's looking pretty decent, so hopefully we go okay.
Well, Foss, we really appreciate your time. Really enjoying the evolution of Winchelsea in their second season underneath you. 5-1 is a fantastic start to the season. Has you in a share of top spot after the first third. And, well, we look forward to what the next block of six holds for the Winchelsea Footy Club. Great to talk to you.
Good on you, King. No worries, mate.